Hey there, brain gainers. Rachel Cutter here, your friendly neighbourhood brain booster, back with another 5-minute mental workout designed to sharpen your mind and elevate your life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for mistakes, missed opportunities, or just plain not being enough? You know that feeling when you get stuck in a loop of negative self-talk? Well, friend, I'm here to tell you that's where self-compassion and self-forgiveness come into play. Think about it. We are so quick to offer kindness and understanding to our friends and loved ones when they stumble. But when it comes to ourselves, we can be downright ruthless. We hold ourselves to impossible standards, judge every little slip-up, and forget that we're human, beautifully flawed humans deserving of grace and understanding. So, how do we break free from the cycle of self-criticism? How do we cultivate that inner voice that offers gentle encouragement instead of harsh judgment? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Number 1. Acknowledge your humanness. This is a big one. Remember, you're not perfect. You are going to make mistakes. You're going to have setbacks. It's part of being alive. Instead of trying to pretend that you're flawless, embrace your imperfections and learn from your experiences. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself as a student learning a new skill. Would you beat yourself up for every fumble or mistake? Of course not. You'd celebrate small victories, learn from your errors, and keep practicing. Treat yourself with the same kindness and patience that you would offer a friend learning something new. Number 2. Challenge negative self-talk. When those critical voices start whispering in your ear, stop and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Practice reframing those negative thoughts into more compassionate ones. Instead of, I'm such a failure, try this, wasn't my best attempt, but I can learn from this experience. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts without judgment. Mindfulness helps us create space between our thoughts and our emotions, allowing us to respond with more kindness and understanding rather than reacting impulsively. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself like you would treat a dear friend going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, give yourself permission to rest when you need it, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. And number 5. Forgive yourself. Holding on to past mistakes and regrets only weighs you down. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It allows you to let go of the pain and move forward with a lighter heart. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. The important thing is to learn from them and keep moving forward. Think about the time you tripped and stumbled, maybe even face planted in front of a group of people. You might have felt mortified, embarrassed, and wanted to disappear into thin air, right? But guess what? Everyone has been there. We've all had those awkward moments that make us cringe. The key is not to dwell on them or beat ourselves up over them. Instead, we can laugh it off, learn from the experience, maybe invest in some better shoes, and move on with a newfound sense of humour and resilience. Remember, brain gainers, self-compassion and self-forgiveness are ongoing practices. They are not one-time fixes. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those mental muscle exercises. You've got this. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and self-forgiveness in your life. Remember, being kind to yourself is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, resilience, and self-awareness. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer to someone you care about deeply. Now go out there and show yourself some love. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of self-compassion. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Your feedback helps others discover brain gains and unlock their mental potential. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.